Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us on the Back 40. My name is DJ Bondi.
And I am DJ Brown, and we're excited to spend time with you on Radio Laurier today.
Now let me welcome you to our party. Come and take a trip with Back 40. And we ain't going nowhere, and we ain't going nowhere.
Typically, the Back 40 is wild and rough terrain, just like this show, so bear with us.
Okay, what's the difference between a guitar and a tuna fish?
I'm not sure.
You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish.
So this weekend, we're excited to, of course, go to Dallas, study for more midterms, and visit family and friends.
All right, we're going to start some music off with Dwight Yoakam. Woo! We got a song request today from our first requester, Steps and Jarrett. Woo! She wants to hear Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Okay, today we have a special guest here at the station with us. Owen Jameson is here today, a local guitar legend.
Hey. First time visitor, long time listener. Also like to give a shout out to my Uber driver, Larry. You asked me what I was doing today, so you best be listening.
All right, I bet you've been waiting for our tour information, but DJ Bondi and DJ Brown have found a new calling here at Radio Laurier.
Back in the summer, we had an idea to pick up the guitar and play some songs. This idea turned into starting a band, and that's when we reached out to Owen. Owen seemed a little hesitant with this idea, so maybe today we'll find out why.
Okay. Just in case our viewers don't know who you are, tell us, what program and year are you in?
If they don't know who I am, I'm guessing they're living under a rock, but my name is Owen Jameson, and I'm fourth year BBA at Laurier.
Good program. Are you part of any clubs here at Laurier?
Yeah, I'm part of the Zeta Psi fraternity. Great fraternity, great group of guys.
Cool. How long have you been playing guitar?
I've been probably playing guitar since grade 2 or so. So that'd be, I guess, 14 years now.
Wow.
A while. Do you play any other instruments?
If I play any other instruments, it's basically just things that are similar to guitar. So like ukulele, banjo, bass.
Nice. Are they easy for you to pick up then?
Yeah. It's a lot easier once you're, you know, a similar instrument. For sure.
Oh, that's awesome. What intrigued you to become a guitar star?
Oh, woo! So like when I was really young, I watched like that Lizzie McGuire movie where
I love that.
She sings and stuff. And then that one guy in it just seemed like an unreal guy. He's getting the girl, a beauty. And I was like, I looked at my mom, I'm like, I want to learn guitar. And that's basically it.
That's awesome.
We like that.
All right. So let's hear some Brad Paisley to kick things off.
All right, so we're back with Owen Jameson for the second part of his interview, and we have some more questions here. If you could play anywhere, where would it be?
If I could play anywhere, it'd probably be a DJ double B jam, preferably, since no other opportunities compare. And the amount of exposure I'd gather there, just amazing.
Okay.
I love it. What type of music do you most enjoy listening to and playing?
So music I most enjoy listening to, probably hip-hop and classic rock. Definitely my two favorites. Playing, I played a lot of classical guitar throughout my life, so I like that a lot as well. But I'm more focused on blues and jazz right now.
Oh, cool.
Nice. What type of guitar do you have?
So I have a Gibson Les Paul Studio for my electric, and then I also have a steel string acoustic that I can plug in to make an electric. That's just a Yamaha. And then I have a Artista, which is a Spanish classical guitar.
Oh, and how does that classical guitar relate to, like, the guitars that we have?
So, like, a classical guitar, it's a acoustic as well, and instead of steel strings, like when you guys had, it's nylon strings, so when you guys complain about building those calluses to press down the fret or the strings on the frets, it's more like an easier press, and also the neck's thicker, so it allows you to kind of move your hands better, get some better positions for the things you have to play in classical music.
Caitlin, what kind of guitar do you have?
I have a pink guitar. It's bright pink.
Ooh.
What kind of guitar do you have, Lana?
I have a Montana, I think.
A classic Montana guitar.
Could be a Yamaha. High quality. We're not
oh,
sure.
Actually, yeah. No, I think I have one of each.
One of
each,
too.
Oh, man. Have you ever played at any events or open mics or anything like that?
Yeah, so I played at Heartthrob last year. It's a philanthropy event held by the Alpha Phi's. Also, probably my most favorite event I ever played at was one for school, because in our guitar class, we had to like go through different modes and stuff and then build a chord progression and then solo off of the chord progression with our modes. And so me and two other of my buddies were together in that group project. And our teacher loved it so much that she said we had to perform the arts presentation. Jeez. For like, and
what?
So it was like such a good time, because like I love soloing and it's just a lot of fun.
Sick.
Do you ever teach people how to play guitar?
Sometimes, like when I took guitar in school, some of my friends who just started playing in school, I helped them with a few songs, but I generally don't.
I can teach us.
My patience is kind of limited, but
oh, no.
I can definitely help.
I don't know about that. We have a long way to go. What's your most memorable achievement in your musical career?
Most memorable achievement probably be, so I used to participate in Kiwanis Music Festivals, which is just like a competition basically, where there's an adjudicator, he judges how you do, and then you get ranked by all the people that go. So one time me and like my two other friends who also played classical guitar, we were in a trio and we played like a really awesome piece and we got a $200 scholarship each for it.
Nice. Very good.
Maybe we can do that, Caitlin.
Yeah.
All right, so now we have a few recordings of him playing guitar. The first was our audition to join the band, and then the second one is the reason we got cut.
Here we go, nice and slow. 1, 2, 3. When the night has come.
All right, so that was our recording, and now we're going to listen to Owen's.
Well, there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. But when your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your windows and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's alright. There ain't no use to turning on your light, babe. The light you never know. And there ain't no use to turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road, but I wish there was something you would do or say to try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, but don't think. think twice, it's alright. There ain't no use to calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And there ain't no use to calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. And I'm thinking and I'm wondering, walking all the way down the road. I've once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's alright. So long, honey, babe, for where I'm bound, I can't tell. And goodbyes, too good of a word, babe. So I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you have treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's alright.
So, wow. You can see why our band didn't really work out. Do you have any advice for us playing guitar, Owen?
Oh, yeah. First step you could take, I guess, would be if you play your guitar into something and then it helps you tune the guitar. That's called a tuner. That's the first step you want to take.
Where do I find that? Because we actually left our tuners at home and we didn't have them here at school. So we didn't know, like, how to tune our guitar.
Quick, brief search through the App Store or Google will give you, head you in the right direction.
Okay, good to know, good to know.
We should do that when we get home today.
Yeah, we'll for our next,
we'll re-record for
any
next
song
week.
Requests?
Well, we only know one song, so.
So it better be that one.
What's the song name?
Stand
By
Shoot,
Me.
Shoot, I don't, oh yeah. That's a good one.
Friendship song.
We'll learn how to sing it too.
Yeah, we're not sure, that was YouTube singing
the
for
classic
us today.
Friendship song, Stand By Me.
Okay. So our next song we chose because we know it's Owen's favorite country song, so I'll let him introduce it.
Okay, like what I always thought is I choose my songs based off of how I choose my women. Rednecked. Now introducing Miranda Lambert, Rednecked Woman.
All right, so today we have the 207th caller on air to request a song.
Hey, it's Matt Orr calling in from Germany. I'd like to request the song Denim on Debbie. Fuck. Hey, it's Matt Orr calling in.
Oi, oi, oi! Oh, he's calling back. I don't think that's what he meant. All right, Matt's on the line again.
Hey, it's Matt Orr calling in from Germany. I'd like to request the song Denim on Denim by Tebe.
All right, we can do that for you.
Here's Denim on Denim.
Okay, thank you so much, Owen, for coming into the studio today. We appreciate you sharing your guitar story.
It was my pleasure.
Our last question for you is, what is your favorite radio station?
The Back 40!
Awesome! We have a little gift for you so you can have your very own Back 40 swag.
Oh my, you didn't have to.
Thanks to everyone for hanging out with us today on the Back 40. Special thanks, of course, to Owen for joining us and Matt for the request.
And Steph also for her special song request too. All right, we hope everyone has a great weekend. Remember to tune back in next Friday from noon until 1 and check our Facebook page.
Now let me welcome you to our party.